So we are going to think a little bit about this reading today, and in order to do so, very excitingly, we are going to make some cookies. Which ingredient for our cookies got mentioned in our reading today?
Salt!
Salt! Well done, Hunter. Yes. And what did the reading tell us about salt? Who did it say is salt in the Bible? Hannah? If it loses its saltiness, it can't be salty again. It does say that. Albert, what does it say? Who's salty? Jesus. Jesus, yes, Jesus said it, but he also said it about someone else who is the salt of the earth. Who's the salt of the earth? Sorry? Yes, us. We are the salt of the earth. Yes. Well done, Hannah, Hunter, Albert. All good answers, Jess. God, of course. Yeah, God made us the salt of the earth. So, why do we put salt in cookies? Because cookies are not traditionally very salty. Albert, why do we put salt in cookies? Sorry? Make the flavor. Yes, exactly. So even though cookies don't taste salty, or at least most cookies probably don't want to taste salty, we put salt in because it brings out the flavor of the chocolate and it stops the sugar and the chocolate from being too bitter. So salt is important. Salt goes in almost everything. Even sweet things have salt in them. So when I say it stops the chocolate from being too bitter, who knows what bitter is like? Bitter is a taste that leaves like a bad taste in your mouth, right? If something was too bitter, what's the face you're going to make when you eat something too bitter? Someone show me their face. Yes, Hunter. Hunter would like to show everyone that face. Yeah. So if something's too bitter, yeah, it's leaving a bad taste in your mouth, and it's going to make you do what Hunter did, go, ugh. So in our cookies, the salt stopped it from being too bitter. It made it taste better, okay? I wonder why we are the salt of the earth. I wonder if we ever see things happening in the world that might leave a bad taste in our mouth, like the bitterness. If we ever see things happening in the world that might make us make that face like, ooh. Maybe we see people who are having a really hard time, where people are being unkind to them, or where they're not very well. Things that are really hard to watch. And we, as salt of the earth, we can make things a bit less bitter. We can try and use kindness. It says later in the passage that our good deeds will shine like light. So we can try and use our goodness and kindness to make everything around us a bit less bitter. Everything a bit tastier, you might say. So what do we normally put salt on? What do you like your salt to salt on? Chips, yes. Yes, Hunter?
Pizza.
Pizza? Pizza, you probably wouldn't, well, yes, pizza definitely has a lot of salt in it. Especially if you have salty toppings like pepperoni, yum, yum, yum. So pizza's definitely one. Crisps, yes, crisps, exactly. Aaron? Sorry? Mac and cheese. Yes, so important. My mum makes a famously wonderful mac and cheese, and she says the salt is the most important part because it brings out the flavor of the cheese, similarly to with the chocolate. So really important, well done. So all the time it makes things tastier, right? And you know, salt chips without salt, chips that are just plain potatoes, might be a bit boring, right? If there's no flavor to them. But if we add a bit of salt, maybe some seasonings, that's gonna make it a bit more exciting. And you know, it's good to remember that Jesus isn't boring. The Christian life is exciting. The Christian life, the life that we wanna live, is like chips with salt, right? It's not like plain, tasteless chips. When we go out and we are kind and we're loving and we meet people and we do good things, that is a joyful life. Right? Jesus wants us to make the world more fun, more enjoyable, tastier, like the salt. And also, you know, salt is a preservative. So we still sometimes use it to stop things going bad. And in Jesus' time, that was really important use for salt. It kept their food good. Salt was literally life-giving. Without salt, their food would go bad and they wouldn't have anything to eat. Salt was so important. We are so important to Jesus' plan. He's chosen to use us. And we can help the world stay good, right? We can be good. And when we see a situation that is bad, we can try our best to change it. And it does say, like Hannah told us, that salt can never stop being salty. Salt will always be salty. And you know, the second part of the reading says that we're lights of the world. And sometimes we think about lights, especially in modern days, as having a switch, and they go off and on at will. We can easily turn off our light when we go out, easily turn it back on 5 minutes later if we forgot something. But salt isn't like that. Salt is always salty. And the lights in the ancient world weren't like that either. They couldn't easily go on and off at will. So we need to remember that we are always like the salt of the earth. We try every day to make the world better, just through the little acts of kindness we can do. We don't just turn it off. And it might be that some days we think about Jesus a lot more than others. Like on a Sunday when you come to church, it's pretty easy to think about what Jesus wants us to do. But it might be easy to forget on a Wednesday when you're at work and it's been a bit of a hard week. But we never stop being the salt of the earth. We never stop being Jesus's people, and we never stop being really important to him. When we remember to be the salt of the earth and to shine our lights all the time, not just when it's convenient, then that's when we will really see our workplaces, our schools, our families, everything around us becoming a bit tastier, a bit more fun, a bit sweeter even. That's when we can really make a difference. By being salt of the earth.